In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This Mass today is being offered for the repose of the soul of Clara Gonzalez and for all the souls of the faithful departed, especially those whose names have been written upon the cards that are held upon the altar at this time. I want you to think about something. What is the most hurtful thing any child could ever say to their parents? Think about that for a moment. Well, I'll call on you later. Just think about it for a moment. I'm going to ask you another question right now. What is the first and greatest commandment? Oh, that was pretty good. Somebody knows. Right there in the back, Mr. Velasquez. No, which commandment is that? Does anybody know? Anybody other than somebody who's teaching a class on it? Right there, Lucas. Number four, that's right. Okay, but that's a good try. First and greatest commandment. The first commandment, also the greatest commandment. Super important. Very, very important. Anybody can tell me which commandment that is? Somebody else who's not teaching the class. What is it? Marcos? That's right, the third commandment. What is the first and greatest of all the commandments? Great, that is number one commandment in the Ten Commandments. But the first and greatest commandment isn't that one either. In fact, if you go through the whole of the Ten Commandments, you're not going to find it word for word presented this way. My dear sons, my dear daughters, those you who are gathered here today, it was in the first reading. It's the first reading. Nobody's going to get it. That's all right. That's all right. We're going to go through the Ten Commandments at another time. Today, we're just going to deal with the first and greatest commandment. What is the first and greatest commandment? One of the adults. Sister Ann got it right there. There we go. I was trying to delineate that voice right there. Sister Ann got it. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. That is the first and the greatest of all the commandments. You know how to say that really easy? Love God above everything. Say it even more simply. God is number one. That's it. God is number one. In Spanish, we have a phrase. Anybody know Spanish in here? Yeah, you're looking around, but you know you do. We have a phrase, right? We have a phrase that we say, lo primero es primero. And what does that mean, Melanie? First things first. First things first. Lo primero es primero. That's the first things first. And what's the first thing that's got to always be the first thing and can never be the second thing or the third thing? What's the first thing that has to be first? Primero Dios. Only God. First God. God above all things, right? That's the first commandment. That's what you and I have to have above all things. That's what our Lord is calling us to at this time. The first things first. How do we say it again, Melanie, in Spanish? Lo primero es primero. First thing is first, right? The first thing has to be first. But I told you that there's probably one thing above all things. It is the most hurtful thing that any child could ever say to a mother or a father. I ask you to think about that. Does anybody know what that might be? Daniel? Yep. That's exactly right. I want to say that a little bit louder, though, because I don't think even Miss Lucy could hear it. Say it a little bit louder. I hate you. I don't want to run away as bad, too. I hate you. That's the most violent thing that a child could ever say. I'm glad you got it first. I hope none of you have ever said that, because that is the most hurtful thing that any child could ever say. But isn't that what Jesus says in the gospel? Did you hear that as Deacon proclaimed it? Jesus didn't say, what I want to make sure that you do is that you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. In the gospel today, he said something different. He said, if anyone comes to me, I'm God. Jesus said, if anyone comes to me without hating his father and his mother, without hating his wife and his children, without hating his brothers and his sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. So what is Jesus trying to say to us there? Is Jesus trying to say that unless you go and do the most violent thing that you could ever imagine saying to your parents, you can't follow me? Is that what he's trying to say? No, of course not. Of course not. That's contrary to the fourth commandment, isn't it? Which is what was it, Marcos, back there? The fourth commandment? If you tell your father and your mother that you hate them, is that honoring them? Absolutely not. So what is Jesus all about today? He's saying, look, in comparison to the way in which I am for you, it's got to be a total abandonment of everything else for me. It doesn't mean I have to tell my mom and dad I hate you. No. It means, Jesus, I got to love you so, so much. Because you are my father to begin with. The father of my father. That's what our Lord is trying to draw us into today. Is to recognize those things. Is to recognize that everything, every other relationship that we have has to come beneath. Has to come beneath the relationship that we're supposed to have with God. So the first thing that you do in the morning, what should the first thing that you do in the morning be? When you wake up, you realize you're awake, you realize, wow, I didn't pass away in the night. What should be the first thing? Lo primero es primero. Turn to God. Say, God, thank you for this day. Help me to love you more this day. Do that at the first moment of your life. The next thing you should do is what? God, help my mom and my dad. They struggle today too. Second thing is to turn to him and say, well, God, take care of my wife and my children. If you got wife and children, maybe you're praying something in the future as a young person for when they come. And the next thing to say, God, take care of my brothers and my sisters because they struggle just like I do. And then to say, God, will you just take care of my life? Because I want to be your disciple. That's really what Jesus is talking about here. He's not saying that we have to hate anybody, although we do have to hate sin. He's saying, love me first, so much more above all. Make sure that I'm the number one in your life, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, just like Sister Anne was telling us. That's the first and greatest of all the commandments. And to make sure that we do, after God, enumerate all those other relationships. To pray for our father and our mother. Then to pray for our wife and our children, whether we have them right now or whether maybe one day we will. To pray then for our brothers and our sisters, which also means all your classmates at school. And then, God, here are the things that I need today. And I want to promise you something. If you order your life, if you order your day like that in a simple prayer, how long is that going to take you to pray that in the morning, Tristan? Xander, if we pray that prayer in the morning, how long is it going to take to pray? Less, a lot less time than it just took you to not answer the question. It should, a prayer like that can be prayed really in 10 seconds. And if you were to take the first 10 seconds of your day, God, I want to love you the best that I can today. God, my mom and my dad. God, my wife and future children. God, my brothers and my sisters. God, take my life. You know what's best for me. That'll take you 10 seconds in the morning. And as often as you pray that prayer, that's going to help you to order everything. And if you start this at the young age that you're at, even right now, you'll be well on the way to becoming great saints. Normally, today, on Wednesdays, we talk about great saints. Today, the call is, God, let you order your life rightly, my young ones, so that you can become the great saints. Because you see, what I desire to do as a priest is, God willing, if I have the grace to stay here for a really long time, maybe even long enough to see some of you possibly be buried in the Campo Santo out there, to be able to take all my priest friends, those who visit me, and to say, I want to show you my relics. I want to show you the relics that I've collected over the course of my life. To walk you over to St. Joseph's Cemetery and to say, here, right there, that's where I house my saints. Right there. Beautiful souls who love God above all things. Who then after that love their mother and their father. And then after that, they love their wife and their children. And then after that, these are the ones who loved their brothers and sisters. And then they said, God, you love my life. Take my everything. Because that's what it takes to be a saint. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.